have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Happy New Year to those who just tuned in for the first time this year. I wish you well. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new one for a brand new year, a brand new biblical question for a brand new year. Do you have character? Do you have character? What is it? If you say yes, I want to know, what is it? What is your character? Isn't that an amazing question? It's a beginning of the year question to encourage you. It's up to you, but to encourage you to know thyself. Really, you're going to be shocked that you don't even know yourself, and it's caused a lot of problems in your life. So for those who want it, I'm trying to encourage you. We are trying to encourage you to know thyself. And so the biblical question for that is up to you. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast all the shows. But let's say you're running around, or you're traveling, or you're whatever. You're like, I can't watch a show. I got to run. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to feed the kids or whatever. Anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen on your cell phone or your iPad. Anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday already. We only had 2 work days this week, yesterday and today. It's Friday. And Friday's like, get it off your chest day. It's like, whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You talk. calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after the despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours. The killer was an American citizen.
42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar.
That was an American.
All right, so just accept it.
To all the people of New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you.
Why would you lie?
I want to thank you to everyone at the Department of Homeland Security, including the FBI, for working nonstop to investigate this heinous act.
This is not a terrorist event.
The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
Amazing video. The anchor baby put that together. Amazing. That's your anchor baby. Amazing. It's amazing, huh? We had our men's forum last night. Our first men's forum of this year. And they're the first Thursday of every month. And I have to say, I'm just telling you as a witness, it started out with a bang. Amazing. And I want to really, really, really encourage those guys that to stay with it. Just stay with it. I don't care what happened. And things will happen along the way because Satan doesn't want you to be free. So he's going to put all type of obstacles in your way, in your mind and outside of your mind, in order to distract you. But just stay with it, no matter what. Just stay with it, guys. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And encouraging the lady to do the same thing. In order to have a life, you must give up a life. In order to have real life, you gotta give up the fake life. You gotta give that up. In order to live, you must die. There's only one death. It's the ego death. And so just stay with it. Really, just, I don't care what, just endure. Just endure to the end. Those who endure get the prize. And I want you to know, and people always ask, what is hell like? What's hell like? Hell is what you're already experiencing on earth. Human beings are evil, wicked, nasty, deceiving, pitiful people. Angry people are murderers. And they will seek after you. If you're one of those men and women who are working on yourself and you're trying to get over the evil within yourself, the evil inside of you will have a fit. It does not want to depart because evil lives in human beings. That's why so much misery is happening on earth, right? Because human beings are evil and cannot be trusted. And so evil does not want to leave you. And if you really just know thyself and then look around you, you're going to see the wickedness of human beings. It's crazy. And so if you want to know what hell is like, look at the hell inside of you. Look how evil you are. No such thing. There is no such thing as a good person. Human beings are evil. They love revenge because revenge gives them a false sense of happiness. Satan tells them, get that person. Go after that person and you'll feel better. And they feel worse. But you can overcome evil because of Christ, you can overcome evil because evil has been defeated. Really. And there is no you. So stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. And it's amazing how I do a lot of counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in with men and women, families and individuals, and the misery is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. People are miserable. And there was this, some of you may have heard about this Tesla cyber truck issue out of Las Vegas that happened on yesterday. It happened yesterday, no, day before yesterday now. And some people are suspecting that it was just like, it was a terrorist attack, but there's no real evidence yet, according to reports, that it was a terrorist attack. Some people are believing now that the guy was just an unhappy man. He had been in the military. There were similarities to what happened in New Orleans. But they're saying the guy and both guys had problems too. The other guy, they said, had problems with, been married twice, in debt. His wife had tried to sue him for his child support and all that kind of stuff. They were saying the guy couldn't pay his rent. And he had once been a Christian, the one in New Orleans, according to the report. He had once been a Christian, but he converted over to Islam or something like that. Or he had been an Islam and he converted to Christianity, and that didn't work. And so they were saying he had problems as well as the guy in Las Vegas had problems with his woman. This thing. But they similarity in that they both were in the military, according to CNN and Fox News and others. But I want you to know, and do what you want, all of your troubles, all of them, not one, there's not one trouble that can be blamed on someone else. Really. Anyone that blames someone else for the way their fears and their unhappiness and their jealousy and strife and envy, what you're doing is you're blind. You can't see it. You don't know it. And you think that your problems are coming from the outside when they're really coming from within. And I'm telling you that, and that's the truth. All of your problems are already inside of you. And you cannot blame anyone else for the way you feel. You made me feel that way. You did this to me. You did this. No one, and you can bank on this. You can go cold with it. You can bank on this. No one can make you feel something that's not already inside of you. If you didn't have it in you already, no one can bring out something that's not there. Think about it. If you have perfect peace, how can someone make you angry? You have no anger. Just think about it. There's no anger inside of you at all. So how can someone make you angry if you don't have it already in you? And then if it's in you, how are you going to blame them for the way you feel? So whether this, and they said that this Tesla Cybertruck guy in Vegas killed himself, allegedly shot himself in the head. And I don't care what was going on at his home or if or whatever. He is to blame for that. He listened to evil. He thought it was him. And evil said, take your own life. It's not worth living. You've done all you can do. And that woman's still not happy. You've done all you can do, and people still talk about you. You've done all you can do, and people rip you off, you might as well take your life. You ain't worth a dime. And you hear that voice, and you say, oh, okay. Now, I don't know what happened with this particular guy, but I'm just saying, that's what happens. So here's a little update on the guy who blew up the Tesla Cybertruck on New Year's Day in Las Vegas from Fox 11.
The powerful explosion was fueled by fireworks, mortars, and aerial shells.
And we've identified some fuel enhancers like the Coleman fuel and VP racing fuel and some explosive targets that can be purchased at any sporting goods store.
The suspect has now been identified as Matthew Allen Livelsberger from Colorado. Authorities say they also found two semi-automatic handguns legally purchased 2 days before the explosion.
We know that he rented the Cybertruck in Denver on December 28th.
Using data from Tesla charging stations, they were able to follow Livelsberger's journey from Colorado through Arizona, and finally New Year's morning to Las Vegas.
Where he then immediately heads to the Trump Hotel, pulls into the valet area.
And that's where the explosion happened, within 17 seconds of his arrival at the Trump International Hotel. But there's so much more authorities say they need to learn.
We haven't even gotten into the phones or the computers, which are usually very, very instructive and informative.
Amazing. And again, I don't know the detail of this guy. I wasn't there. But I want you to think about this. This is a brand new year, so you might as well start on the right foot. There is something in your mind, all of our mind until you overcome, that can speak to you. Just think, I want you to really think about it. It's so mind-blowing. There is something in your mind, in your imagination, in your thoughts, that can make you, that can speak to you and make you feel a certain way, feel good, feel bad, feel fear, feel fake love, fear up, fear down, feel down. And it can tell you to take your own life and you would do it. It can tell you that you're not worth anything and you will believe it. Or it can tell you that you are worth something, and you can believe it. Something in your head talking to you, telling you that. It can tell you to go after this person and destroy them, embarrass them, hurt them, shame them. And you'll get up and do it, thinking that it's in your head. Isn't that amazing? That is in us. And we identify with it, and we think that it's us. And the world confirmed that it's you. You go to a psychiatrist or some preacher or somebody, and they tell you, oh, that's you. You can't help but be angry. Anger. Everybody is angry. It's just human nature. And you believe it. They tell you to argue with the people. Argue back. Defend yourself. And you've been taught from childhood to defend yourself. And as an adult, you still believe you need to defend yourself. And you try to defend yourself. Think about that. God said, and I repeat, his thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your thoughts are as far away from him as the east is from the west, something like that. Or the north is from the south, or something like that, and more about it. But your thoughts are not his thoughts. You can't even conceive God's thoughts. They have to be revealed to you. None of your thoughts are God's thoughts. Just think about that. You're like, where did it come from then? I counseled with a young man yesterday, and he has this bad image of himself. I mean, just negative image of himself. And it's keeping him from functioning in life. And so I'm like, well, he told me about this bad image he had. I'm like, so who are you? Who is the person that you have the image of, and who is telling you about the image that you have of you? And he paused, and he's like, well, I'm John Doe. I'm like, that's your name. He didn't know. So I'm like, well, who's telling you these bad things about you? And who is judging you that's telling you? And he's like, I'm telling me. So, and I'm like, well, who are you telling that to? They didn't know. There is no you, folks. There is no you to criticize. There is no you to judge. There is no you to feel good or bad about. There is no you to be depressed or worry. This is hell on earth. Pure hell on earth. Do you want to be free? Then go through your hell and come out on the other side of hell, and you're in paradise right here on earth. It's up to you. Here's a little similarity between the Cybertruck, Tesla Cybertruck attacker and the Bourbon Street attacker from Fox 11. Watch this.
There are similarities between Leivelsberger and Shamsuddin Jabbar, the suspect in the New Orleans Bourbon Street attack.
Very strange similarities to have, and so we're not prepared to rule in or rule out anything.
Similarities like both men having served in the military. Leivelsberger was a Green Beret. Both served in Afghanistan. Both reportedly served at the North Carolina base formerly known as Fort Bragg, and this...
It's not lost on us that it's in front of, you know, of the Trump building, that it's a Tesla vehicle, but we don't have information at this point that definitively tells us or suggests it was because of this particular ideology or the, you know, any of the reasoning behind it.
That is so interesting to me in that I want you to think about this. There's no proof that those two guys knew each other as of this point, right? It's not like they, there's no evidence that we have heard or I've heard or seen that they knew each other. But just think about this. The same spirit in the man from in the guy in New Orleans that told him to get up and go kill. It's the same spirit that told the guy in Las Vegas to get up and go kill himself or try to hurt other whatever and told him, you might as well die. It's the same spirit. Isn't that amazing? Two different people from living in two different places, but being controlled by the same spirit. And told them to do the same thing. That same spirit tell you to do the same thing. Anywhere in the world, you're communicating with the same spirit until you stop communicating with it. And you can't stop. You don't have to communicate with evil. But just think about that. It told them both. It's been reported that the guy out of New Orleans incident said that he was, according to report, he had considered getting his family together and kill his family or somebody, hurting his family. But he decided to go and hurt somebody else. Because if he had hurt his family, may not have got the same attention, according to report, that he got from the New Orleans attack. It's the same spirit. Isn't that amazing? According to Wikipedia, Biden's Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, changed the name of Fort Bragg, named after Confederate General Bratton Braggs to Fort Liberty. What a mess. Isn't that amazing? Same spirit driving that guy to do that. You do what you want. You are not in control of your own life. You have never made one decision in your own life, and you never will, and you cannot make a decision. You're not in control. You're being controlled by evil. Everyone who has anger is being controlled by evil. Those who overcome the anger and lay down their weapons will be controlled by good. you will never be in control of your own life. You can bank on that. You can hang that up. I don't care how many Bibles you read, how many degrees, preacher degrees, or PhDs, SADs, or STDs you have. You ain't in control of your own life. Why don't you let go and live? Why not? It's a nasty, mean world out there. In your own family, in your friendships, in your businesships, in your workships, in your shipships. It's a nasty world. Human beings are evil, and as a result, they're living hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth. Look around you. Look at the misery. You don't know anybody that's happy. You don't know anyone that has perfect peace, and you don't have it. You can. Christ came that you may have peace and perfect peace. But most people don't want it. They really just don't want it. They don't believe it, and they don't want it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it. I think about it all the time. I never get it out of my mind, 'cause I love it. I got a sweet hanging over. I don't want to get over a sweet hangover. Yeah. People love their misery. Human beings love their unhappiness. Human beings love their hateful hearts. They love their misery. They really do. You can bank on it. Because if you didn't love it, they would let it go. Human beings love judging others and attacking. They roam the earth to see who they can devour and destroy. Human beings, human nature, love their pain. And they love looking for others to get love from. And they never get love because others don't have the love either. But they love their misery. And the proof is in the pudding. They won't let it go. All you gotta do is let it go. If you didn't love it, you would let it go. Don't you try to hold on to what you think you love? Don't you fight your wife if she dare to think about leaving? Or your husband if he dare to think about leaving? Don't you fight him to stay? Baby, stay. Baby, please stay. Stay and make me miserable. Stay even if you don't want to. Stay. Human beings love their misery. You don't have to be miserable in life. You can have perfect peace. But you love it and you hold on to it. If you didn't, you let it go. If you didn't love your anger, you would let it go. You'd be done with it and be free. You'll walk out of prison just like that. The prison of your own mind. The prison of the wickedness of your own heart. But you love it. And if anyone try to tell you, oh, you can overcome that, that's you. That's nobody else but you. You're going to cuss them out. You're going to think that they're against you. You try to tell me I can be at peace? Ain't no such thing. Don't tell me that, they say. Leave me in my misery. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it, they say. A quick break. When I come back, apparently some prisoner officers are in trouble for beating up a black guy. What the? Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so amazing. It's just amazing to me, folks. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And today, he has a co-host with him. From 9 to 11. You don't want to miss it. One of the smartest black men on this side of heaven, Big Bomb, will be here. And Big Bomb, I want to invite you guys to tune in today. Even if you have to podcast it later or something. He bring information that I don't know where he get it from. But it's true information. And it's deep. So you don't want to miss from 9 to 11 today, The Hake Report with Big Bomb. And then at 12 noon today, no Joel Friday on Friday. Joel Friday is Monday through Thursday, even though it's Joel Friday. It's a name. He'd be like, no Friday on Thursdays. I mean, no Friday. Just Thursdays. Monday through Thursday. But brand new episode of the FallenState.tv today at 12 noon. A very interesting discussion with Amy Baldwin and April Lampert. They are sex educators and co-hosts of the Shameless Sex Podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does shameless mean itself? Concerning sex.
Your boobs are small. Oh, you haven't had your period yet. Oh, you have a small.
Shame actually can be a teacher. So instead, it's us, you know, inspiring people to discover those things within themselves.
And Amy, what is love?
For me, it's about feeling safe. Very relaxed in my body, very connected.
Mamma mia, do you guys prefer beta males or alpha males?
Jesse, you're talking to us. What do you think we'd prefer?
Shameless Sex Podcast. Amazing, huh? You can also support The Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate. The Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals in the descriptions there. And then at 1 p.m., right?
As soon as The Fallen State ends,
The American Anchorman
realizes the perfect time on Fridays.
Right on.
Because sometimes The Fallen State might go more than an hour.
Right.
So as soon as The Fallen State ends, The American Anchor Baby.
The American Anchor Baby. Right after The Fallen State today. Brent, is normally, and remember this, normally the American Anchor Baby is at 4 p.m., but we readjusted schedules this year, so he's on a little earlier now. It's at Monday through Friday, it's at 12 noon, right after Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, it's right after, I know it's a lot, but you get used to it. It's right after the fallestate.tv. And then fellowship on Sunday for all at 12, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP.
Do we have a new episode for this Monday? Not yet.
Oh, a new episode of punchy.tv?
Yeah. Do we, Joel?
I don't think so.
I forgot to ask. Do we, Nick?
No.
Oh, not yet?
No.
Oh, okay. But go ahead.
Happy New Year. We're back. Missed you all, says Nicole.
Right on. Happy New Year, Nicole. We are back, and it's amazing. Thank you.
Scott on Cash App with no message.
Hey, Scott. Amazing. Thank you.
Seven coffees from Tony. Hey, Jesse. Been watching your show for almost a year now. I must say you've inspired me to clean up the mess in my life simply by being yourself and never backing down from what's right. Love everything you do. God bless.
Thank you, and thank you for the support. I appreciate it. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. So a new episode. Let me see. No new episode of The Father's Day for Monday. I mean, not The Father's Day, but punchy.tv. Amazing. A lot going on here. Huh? Amazing. Go ahead.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. Is Jason from New York like Maze, a longtime supporter of the show? He act like he goes against everything you say, yet once he got over the hangover of the election, he finally called back. He really wants to tell you he loves you, but that pride won't let him. Hallelujah.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Jason's been around for a minute. He has not been around as long as Maze. My friend Maze has been around from Ohio, but he's been around for a minute. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Someone wants to undermine everything you say. I know. Sure, he listens every day.
He want to argue about God.
Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you, someone who's black.
Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, my friend. Welcome back to the internet and to the radio waves. It just wasn't the same without your little network. My household was quiet. I had to look for stuff to watch.
Amazing. Thank you. We are back. How's your little business? I heard you have a little business. Amazing. Thank you.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Jesse and crew, Happy New Year. I have to say your conversations with our dean never disappoint. She always gets so excited. You never answer her questions. What the?
You know, I was thinking about Ardeen. Hey, shout out to Ardeen. I think Ardeen, I'm going to listen a little closer to her, but I think she's been traumatized by those different religions she's been in, and she had all these different beliefs. And I think she's trying to ask me about those different beliefs. And I don't know about those things. I just don't know, but I'm going to pay a little more attention to Ardeen. But Ardeen, slow down a little bit. What the? Slow down. Everybody, slow your roll this year. Take a breath. Move a little slower. The theme this year is to stay present. You got to slow down in order to stay present. You can't be moving real fast. But thank you, and a shout out to Ardeen.
Thank you, Deplorable Dave.
Yeah.
He says you never answer her questions. I've
been trying to ask him, but I'll pay attention. Thank you, Ardeen. Deplorable Dave, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Five coffees from Bert. Went and forgave Mama today. She laughed and in a nice voice said, there's no need to forgive her because it was my father's fault. Just watched her like watching a movie. Amazing.
It's amazing to me, and I understand it, how easy it is for human beings to blame somebody else for their misery. Mama ain't going to take responsibility. Every blue moon, they will. I was surprised when my mother, when I went to my mother and she admitted that she like, I didn't know I was doing that. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And she finally told me what happened to her. And the exact same thing happened to her by her mother. And I thought my grandmother was sent by God. Ain't no way you're going to tell my grandmama messed up her children. I'm like, what the? Not Mima. Did you know we call our grandmother Mima? Mima.
That's an interesting name.
I guess it's like Mama, uh-huh. But we say Mima.
It's more country that way.
Yeah. Amazing.
And you called your grandpa Dad.
Called Dad, Dad. My granddad, Dad.
Nice.
Hey, Dad. Amazing.
Tony bought a coffee. What happens when a duck flies upside down? It quacks up. That one always quacked me up. What the? Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Shout out to the Cash App supporter for church.
Thank you.
Very kindly.
Yeah, amazing.
Sam, 3-5 coffees. Sam Lemons. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. King David, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you, the Lamb. You should only want the kingdom and what's right. Any other want that you have, going to be hell. J.C. Lee Peterson. Happy New Year, Punchy and the Experts, my favorite band.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you for your support. And there is a heaven within. There is a kingdom within. Christ has already returned. There is nothing to wait for. It's up to you to enter. And you're right, man. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Nice quotes.
Yeah.
Urinal Chills is a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew.
You gotta know how to rumble.
Says Tesla Cybertruck made of gold and silver from Gold Co.
It must be. It endured that blast that appeared to have happened there in Las Vegas. Amazing. Thank you.
And Mitchell says, Jesse, you're the best. My life is in shambles. Lost job, separated from wife, and nothing's going right. Any advice? Thanks.
Number one, your fake life is in shambles, not your life. Your true life is fine. So overcome the fake life. Forgive and become aware. Watch. Be present. It'll be fine. But you got to drop the anger. Never, ever, ever, but never. Ever, 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 because human beings are cruel and nasty and evil. Never be angry and argue with the devil inside of your imagination. And never, ever, ever, ever argue with the devil inside of other human beings. You'll be fine. But you got to drop the anger. Drop the anger and you can drop it just like that and be free. What a mess! I wish you well. Thank you.
Bald Man 54, how do I work on myself?
By being aware of your not self. Be aware. That's how you work on yourself. Stay present. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio says, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, Ronnie. Happy New Year.
With a coffee. Was Eve a perfect gift from God to Adam?
That's what's the name asked me yesterday?
Jason. Somebody asked him. Yeah, Jason from Buffalo asked.
I don't even understand the question.
You know, because you said that God wouldn't give that other guy an imperfect gift, meaning an older, pre-married woman.
Yeah. Eve was a perfect gift from God to Adam, absolutely. But Eve decides she wanted to be her own God by listening to the serpent, and things changed. Very good. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yep.
12 coffees from Spanky Spank. I feel weird saying that. Hey, Jesse. Hey, you can team. Have any of you guys seen the TV show Sons of Anarchy? If not, blah, blah, blah. Stuff that Jesse says about women is true, he says. For example, the mother of this one thing resents the dead father and remarries one of his friends, and she tries to convince the son that she's some kind of angel and to resent his dead father.
Oh, man. I've not seen that, but it's true that women, ladies, you can overcome evil by forgiving your mothers and your fathers. Return to your earthly father, you return to God. No man can get to the father unless he go through the son. No person, man or woman. Amazing. Love your fathers, ladies, by not hating them. Forgive your mothers for trying to turn you away from them or turning you away from them in a lot of cases. Amazing. Thank you.
See you on Butter Coffee. Love you, Jesse. And she does a sign language for I love you. Hopefully that's a sign language, not devil horns. heart, flower, kiss, hands up with a celebration, and thumbs up, light skin black. Have a healthy, wealthy year this year and many more.
Love you back, Sion, and Happy New Year to you, really. Thank you.
How did you do with the matching grant? Amazing, says Joelle's Mexican cousin on D Live with a diamond.
We made it. I thought I said that before we left.
I think you did.
I think I announced it. We made it. Thank you all for that support. And thank you for continuing to give to keep us going here. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond says, forgave my parents yesterday. Free at last. Amazing.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. Amazing. Thank you.
Beta Lesbian bought a coffee. Jesse, stay amazing. God bless.
I will. Thank you. Amazing.
Christian bought a coffee. Watching JLP is my escape from the hell my girlfriend brings me. Hashtag women are evil. And Satan is their daddy.
Yeah. For sure. What the? Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. And the earth is
an obvious globe.
According to hate, it is round.
Yep.
And hate is pointing to the proof of it.
The horizon.
The facts of it.
That's true.
Amazing. Nice.
Yep.
Let me go to Danny out of Bagheera. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Danny out of Bagheera, welcome to the show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mr. Peterson, I've been talking with colleagues of mine and friends and everybody, and everybody miserable because they had to go to visit their families during the holiday season, Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
And you know, I went to see my mother and my brother. I had a nice dinner. I was there for an hour, and I left, like I do every year. But those people, they really hated the people that I talked to. Mr. Peterson, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about it? Why would you go somewhere that you know you hate those people, you know they hate you too, and you will stay there for hours? What is this for? This isn't about holidays.
Why do you think people were doing it? Out of guilt? Because you grew up and your family makes you feel like somehow or another you're obligated to show up for holidays, especially the mother. She makes you feel guilty if you don't show up. And so you feel guilty because you have that anger. And if that anger, it compels you to go even if you don't want to because you've been taught that way and you're controlled by evil, you can't help yourself. They're not in control of their own lives. Amazing.
That doesn't even make any sense, but I guess it doesn't because there's no sense in there. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
But
that's anyway, what happens when you can't see what's going on.
Yeah, you're clearly right. Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are on Fridays. God bless you, sir. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues. And all the best, Mr. Peterson. Amazing and happy 2025 again, sir.
Thank you, Danny. Danny, and the same to you, buddy. I wish you well this year.
Likewise. Goodbye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Colorado and talk to Stanley. Let's see here. Stanley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Stanley.
Okay. My question, or one of them is, if Adam only knew what was right, then why did he listen to Eve and eat the apple?
Because he decided he wanted to be his own guy, make his own decision, and she had convinced him that you could be your own man. You don't have to listen to your daddy. And he believed it. And that's what happened when you believe lies.
Right. But if he only knew what was right, then why did he get swayed so easily? If he only knew what was what God wanted him to know.
When you say so easily, what do you mean? How easy was it?
I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't there, but it seems pretty easy according to the Bible. It was kind of like, hey, let's do this thing. And he just jumped on board and ate the apple and was doomed, right?
No. For a while, he not only did he tell Eve to stay away from Satan, she didn't just walk up to him and he like, oh, okay, let me do it, right? Let me try. And she convinced him after a while that he could be his own God. Because, and you're right, he only knew good. And because he only knew good, there was no such thing as doing bad, doing wrong. But once he ate, believed a lie, he then knew good and evil. And that's what's wrong with human beings today. They know good and evil, so they think that they are God. But she didn't just, he didn't just fall for it right away.
So even with somebody who only knows what's right, it's still possible to be swayed to evil, to be persuaded?
When you only know what's right, you cannot be persuaded. Now, you'll be tempted to be it, but you won't fall for it.
But Adam was, though, wasn't he?
Right.
He was persuaded, and he only knew it was right. So
he decided he wanted to be his own God. That's why it happened. So let's say that you work on yourself, right? And then you overcome evil and you only know what's right. Your nature is going to change back to only being right. It would not be in your nature to be wrong or do wrong. So if it's not in your nature, you can't do wrong. But let's say somewhere down the road you decide, you know what, I want to be my own God. You believe a lie from someone else or the imagination. You can go back to hell if you want. God's not going to force you to stay with him.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense.
God doesn't force us to love him, right? Because forced love is not love. You got to freely love him. You got to want to love him. That's why he only helped those who open themselves up to be helped, who invite, who welcome the truth to come in. He doesn't help anyone that doesn't invite him in.
Right. And I guess to that, if we don't have free will, then how do we... That part kind of gets to me still, how we don't have free will, but then we also must accept and willingly return to God.
You don't have to return. You could stay in your hell.
But isn't that free will, though? They're remaining in hell deliberately. Isn't that us making a choice?
Hold on. Can you hold for me, Stanley?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break, all right?
All right.
Two more hours to go, folks. It's Open Line Friday, 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming up right now. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Space debris falling into Kenya. It's real, guys. Space is real. The New Orleans attacker, New Orleans, he acted alone, according to the FBI. I'd figured that if the FBI, which is liberal, is right. And I think that they're right. And a 37-year-old Special Forces new father and a Trump supporter supposedly shot himself and blew up that Cybertruck outside of the Trump Hotel. That's what the report, I think, is saying, if I'm reading it correctly. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, January 3rd, AD 2025. Stay tuned, callers. Hang tight, callers. Stay tuned, viewers and listeners. JLP will be right back to the calls and more great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. The lines are full. The lines are full. You can call in periodically to see if you can get on hold to get on air with JLP. A massive piece of space debris, pardon me, I'm spinning, crashed into a remote village in Kenya this week. That's in Africa. That's where they run long distances in Kenya, prompting an immediate investigation by the country's space agency. Hey, did you know Kenya has a space agency? I think I might have known that. Experts say the fallen object, a metallic ring measuring about 8 feet wide, likely separated from a rocket. Whose rocket? I don't know yet. And failed to burn up before entering the Earth's atmosphere, also known as the firmament. What a mess, huh? Shout out. And a New Orleans attack. Bourbon Street reopened Thursday afternoon. That was yesterday. With heightened security after the famed New Orleans thoroughfare was targeted in a New Year's Day attack that killed at least 14 people at 3:50 in the morning or so, I think. Killed at least 14. Why are they saying at least 14? I thought it was 15 plus or 16, actually, including the guy. I don't know. They changed the number, I guess, unless it's a typo. The attacker, who was also killed, he acted alone, the FBI said in an update, adding he ascribed to the heinous beliefs of ISIS. Wow, so judgmental. Heinous. Secretary of Homeland Security joke, Alejandro Mayorkas, said the FBI is still looking into how the suspect, a U.S. citizen, was he an anchor baby? I don't know. And an Army veteran began the path to radicalization. Meanwhile, grieving families are grappling with many unanswered questions like why barricades in the area proved ineffective during the attack. The victims included a 27-year-old former Princeton football player, a 37-year-old father of two, and a 19-year-old University of Alabama student, and some others. What a mess. And that Cybertruck explosion. While a motive has been identified in the New Orleans attack, officials are still in the preliminary stages of investigating that Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas on Wednesday. The FBI said they have not found a link between the New Orleans attack and the Las Vegas explosion, which happened on the same day, same morning, before sunrise, I think. It also remains unclear why a U.S. Special Forces soldier and new father, who authorities say fatally shot himself shortly before the blast, would orchestrate the explosion. A family member and former Army colleague said the 37-year-old man, who they don't name him at this point, had a strong love of country, particularly the president-elect, Donald J. Trump. Apparently it wasn't real love, because I don't think he would shoot himself if he had real love, right? They also described him as highly decorated, a combat veteran whose background in special forces and explosives seemed at odds with the blast, which relied in part on fireworks. What a mess. There's a House Speaker vote today. 119th Congress sworn in today. House Speaker Mike Johnson will face a vote to retain his speakership. Johnson has the backing of President-elect Donald J. Trump. Could face a challenge, though. Republicans took issue with deals he made to get a spending deal passed. Mike Johnson is still racing to win over multiple GOP holdouts. He has allies warned that a speaker battle could delay Trump's victory certification. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this year, I mean this month, this week, first one for the year of 2025, do you have character? What is it? Do you have character? What is it? What is it? I want to know. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And no matter where you are in this whole round world, and for the flat earther, whole flat world, you can listen to the show live on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening no matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Anywhere in the world. All right. So it's Thursday. No, it's not. It's Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. It's Friday. And every Friday is Open Line Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Friday, whatever's on your mind Friday. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after a despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours. The killer was an American citizen.
42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar.
That was an American.
All right, so just accept it.
To all the people of New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you.
Why would you lie?
I want to thank you to everyone at the Department of Homeland Security, including the FBI, for working nonstop to investigate this heinous act.
This is not a terrorist event.
The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
Amazing. They have some messed up people running New Orleans right now, Lord. It's never going to get better. I want you to know that, and I want to say thanks to GoCo. Before I get back to your call, I want you to know that this show is sponsored, this hour is sponsored by GoCo. And GoCo is a major investment firm, and they are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. An increase in gold prices for the coming year. So I want you to check it out for yourself. I did. Check it out for yourself. I'm ready for it. I am ready for GoCo, all right? And so for my audience, GoCo has a special promo. A special promo. Qualified accounts received 10% instant match in bonus silver. 10% instant match in bonus silver. So I recommend that you run, that you hurry, 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 rush, 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 don't walk, and visit jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. There is gold in them, their heels. Gold Co. Check them out. Amazing. I want to go back to Stanley. He's asking a very interesting question as to if Adam had perfect happiness or perfect peace, why did he only knew good? Why did he listen to Eve? And then now he know good and evil. And that is the problem with human beings. They only know, they now know good and evil. And because they know good and evil, they think they know right from wrong. They play God. And so Stanley sounded like he wanted to understand that. Why did that happen? And Stanley, I was thinking about your question during the break. Mm-hmm. And what I want you to know, and I want to use the word, I don't know what word I want to use because people are so lame and they'll misread it. When if you want to overcome evil right now, you want to only know good and no longer be associated with evil, you can. And the way you do it, because God is not going to force you to do it. He's made the way. The road is wide open for you to get on it and just go your way, right? Well, straight and narrow. But you have to see that something is wrong with you. You know, like for me, I realized I had no perfect peace, and I heard you should have peace if you know God. And I realized something was wrong. So I started to question, what is wrong with me? Why can't I have peace? And in questioning it, things start to open up for me. So it, for sake of communication, I don't know if you can call that free will, or you realized something was wrong with yourself, but you just didn't know why, and you started to question, and when questioning, you were able to see. I don't know. I mean, if you want to call that will, you can, but I don't. You can't will yourself to be right, but you can question that something is wrong with you, and you want something better.
All right. I have to give that one some thought, I think.
Because you cannot even begin the journey of being free until you can recognize that something is wrong. You know, I'm lonely. Right. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I have anger. I don't know who I am. You know, when you start to question, that's when you can see. But once you question, you will see, but it's still not you that's making the change. The change is being made for you.
So, well, that's more confusing then. How is it being made for you if you're the one recognizing that something's wrong?
Because we can't change our nature. We can't change ourselves. It's a spiritual thing, right? And so unless we recognize something's wrong and then don't try to resolve it, don't try to fix it, recognizing, which is from God, will also change it for you. He would change it for you. But if you see if you see something is wrong with yourself, you're having these thoughts and you're feeling a certain way or you're afraid or you're lonely or you're angry, if you try to fix that, you're going to only get worse. But if you can see that something is wrong and do nothing about it, but see it, then you'll get better. You'll become free.
And that's when God would come in and take care of it for you, right?
100%.
He would be the one to show you the way.
100%.
Oh, okay, okay. I think I'm following now. All right, then I have one more quick question. In church on Sunday, you ended with talking about the perfect happiness.
Yes.
And I want to know if that's the same thing as perfect peace.
Yes.
Or if one goes to the other.
Yeah, okay. It's the same thing. And same perfect thing. Happiness, perfect peace, it's the same thing. And in perfect happiness, perfect peace, there is no emotions. It's not right. an emotional thing at all. That emotional, quote-unquote, happiness or that emotional so-called peace is not peace.
Right, yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I had, Jose. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Josh from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, man.
Right on.
New Year. Yes, sir. I was calling for to answer that biblical question, man.
Do you have character? What is it?
No, I don't have character. And I think it's the same thing as love.
You don't have it, and you believe it's the same as love. Meaning what? About love?
It just means that it just seems to me like it's like the energy from God, and the devil made a whole bunch of different names for it, like patience and grace and faith, and just a bunch of different words for the same thing, just to confuse us. So that's what character is as well. Like, to have character is to have love. It's all the same.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate that, Josh. I want to respond, but of course, you know I can't. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right. Yep.
Some of you may have heard about these prison officers. They are in trouble, according to this report. So, according to NBC News, New York Attorney General Letitia James, remember her, what a mess. A nasty woman, nasty female, just evil, nasty to the core. The woman that hate Trump, I believe, hate Trump. But anyway, New York so-called Attorney General Letitia James released a new body camera video on Friday of prison officers fatally beating Robert Brooks, an inmate at Mercy Correctional Facility in New York, as part of her investigation into the death. Watch this from NBC News.
Death of an inmate at a prison in New York after he was beaten by corrections officers. Today, New York's attorney general released body cam video and called what happened shocking and disturbing. Here's Sam Brock, and a warning, this video is graphic.
Newly released shocking video shows these correctional officers fatally beating an inmate, Robert Brooks. The footage, blurred and redacted by state authorities, shows officers repeatedly kicking and punching Brooks in the legs and chest and trying to jam an object down his throat. New York's attorney general says Brooks was pronounced dead December 10th, a day after these interactions with correctional officers was recorded.
I do not take lightly the release of this video.
James says the video doesn't have audio because the officers involved failed to properly activate their body cameras. It begins with Brooks being carried inside, handcuffed, and face down. He's then raised up, face bloodied, and punched in various parts of his body. Brooks was serving a 12-year sentence for stabbing his girlfriend. His attorney says his death is incomprehensible.
Amazing. Amazing. And so as a result, according to NBC News, there are growing outrage after officers beat a handcuffed inmate who later died. He did. New York Governor Kathy Hogan, another mess, evil female. It's amazing how these people in charge of New York or anywhere, really. Anyway, Kathy Hogan said the system failed the inmate and announced a new superintendent at the prison in upstate New York. This is from NBC News.
Growing outrage and a shakeup tonight at New York's Marcy Correctional Facility. New pictures showing Governor Kathy Hochul visiting the prison just days after the state released disturbing video of officers fatally beating 43-year-old Robert Brooks, his son Robert Jr. speaking out at a demonstration Monday night.
This killing must be a catalyst for change. Justice must be served.
Governor Hochul writing in a statement, the system failed Mr. Brooks, as she announced several reforms, naming a new prison superintendent, rushing $400 million for more cameras at correctional facilities across the state, and hiring an outside firm to conduct reviews across the system. Tonight, Brooks' family attorney, Elizabeth Mazur, responding on camera for the first time.
What does the family think about what has been announced so far by the governor?
You know, I think those are important steps. Significant change needs to happen.
The governor says 13 individuals have been suspended without pay. Another has resigned as an investigation is underway.
Mr. Brooks was a person who deserved an opportunity to serve his debt to society and come out a better man.
And New York's Department of Corrections is now requiring that officers activate their body camera during any interaction with inmates.
Amazing. One thing about the blacks, they will protest for the wrong things. They get together somehow or another. They show up for what's wrong. But they never show up for what's right. Have you noticed that? How they organize like that? You know what I mean? Amazing. Also, it looked like those, you know, like, I don't know what happened there. And you can never trust these cameras because people do whatever they want with videos nowadays. They can make it look like whatever they want it to look like. So I don't know. But it appeared that all the officers were white, and they had to know in advance that beating, quote-unquote, a black man is over for you. You're going down. White people don't have a chance in their own country today in America. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if the video is, but you know how they mess up videos, do what they want with them. But they had to know. They a white man beat up on a black guy? What the? This is like for the haters of white people, this is like milk and honey for them. It's amazing. So I don't know what happened there, but I do know the fact that it appeared that the guy was black and the people who were beating him, quote unquote, you told Hobo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. Those white people don't have a chance. I guarantee you if it was black guys beating up on a white guy in the same manner, same thing, same camera, same everything, it wouldn't be even mentioned. It would barely be mentioned on the news, and it'll be over with. Amazing. No justice, no peace. Let me go to Terry out of Oregon. Terry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Terry. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So I called about that biblical question.
Do you have character? What is it?
The answer is that I don't really know if I have character. I think sometimes I have a bit.
You have
but if I'm honest, I don't.
You say you, sometimes you have a bit?
Sometimes I act with character and sometimes I don't.
Oh, I see.
But let me explain what it is.
Okay.
So when I think of character, I think of doing what's right despite how it may affect me. Personally, like my ego. So let's say I have to do something that I don't want to do that's going to affect my, I don't know, my sense of what I deserve or what I want. And I have to go through the pain, you know, of my ego flaring up and hurting, but I just do it anyway and I endure. That's having character.
Interesting. Have you ever been able to do what's right?
Yes, that's why I think I have it a bit. Uh-oh.
And how do you know what's right?
Well, because the devil gets angry and starts screaming when I do it.
Interesting.
The devil starts going like, no, you need to do it your self-interest, even, you know. And then I look at, like, God's example and, you know, how he loves. And then if I can just be a little bit of that, then, you know.
And so you have no anger?
I didn't say that. I don't know. So I thought, like, I had it taken care of, but then I get frustrated sometimes. And then I watch myself and I'm like, and then it goes away because I'm watching it, you know?
Right.
I see it when it flares up and I'm like, oh no, we're not doing this.
Right on.
But it's still, I get frustrated, you know? And I don't know, like, if it's ever going to happen where I just, the anger never comes upon me. Like, I don't let it. You know, I notice it now. I recognize it as like a force that's outside of me that's trying to make me or take over me. So
why don't you just drop it and be done with it?
I don't know. It comes upon me. Like, I don't know. I have frustration because of like life and not being able to do what I want to do, you know? And it's little things, and then, like, it just comes over me, and then I get, like, I see it, and then I stop. I don't let it, but I don't know if it's, when you say drop it, I don't know exactly how to, because it's, like, I'm not holding on to it, but I see it still there trying to tempt me.
But the how to is do with it. What the truth is telling you to do, the spirit of truth is saying to drop it. That's how you do it.
What do you mean? Like, I'm just here. Like, I don't.
But you said that you said that
you. So, like, do you ever go through life where you like? You're like, I don't know, like, let's say this happens to me. I try to open something and my hands don't work. And then I'm like, dang it, you know, and the frustration. And then I notice it and then I just drop it. Is that what you mean? But, or is it like I'll live one day and it'll never happen that I get frustrated that like I can't open this, I don't know, thing or like.
Well, I was responding, you know, to the fact you said you don't know how to drop it. And then I told you how to drop it. The spirit of truth says to drop it. That's how you drop it.
Okay, I understand. I see.
So just drop it.
All right.
Amazing. But I totally appreciate your responding to the biblical question. And I want to say more, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're still writing your sermon. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go talk to first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Bro? What? Boo? Is it Boo?
No, it's Boo, Flav. B-O-O-H, like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Booth, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, player. Happy New Year.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm on my headphones. I can take you. Hold on.
Hold on a minute. Let me know when you're ready. I'll come back to you. Don't hang up. Let me go to Gary, a first-time caller out of Miami, Florida. Derek, let me know when he's ready. Gary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to ask what your perspective would be regarding my situation. Can I explain it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So a family member recently got into an altercation with me where they insulted me really badly, and then I responded, this happened over text, and then in person they tried to fight me and whatever, I just walked away. They refused to apologize. My whole family's trying to cover it up. My question is, should I forgive this person? And if so, how do I go about doing it?
You forgive them, and yes, you should forgive them, and you forgive them by realizing that just as you can help yourself but respond, the same spirit that made you respond to it, fought with them like that, it's the same spirit that caused them to do whatever they said or did to you. So you should forgive them, but that doesn't mean you got to hang out with them anymore, but don't resent them. They cannot help themselves in the same manner that you couldn't help yourself, because common sense said don't even fight or argue with anyone about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can help themselves just as you could not help yourself. Forgive them so you can be free from it.
Uh-huh. How do you not have that resentment inside of you, though, when they said such bad things to you for no reason? This could be with anyone that did wrong to you.
Right.
How do you, like, get over that?
And who is it that they're saying bad things to or about?
What do you mean?
When you say that they say bad thing about you, right?
Yeah.
And who are you that they were saying bad things about? Who are you?
I'm me.
And who are you?
I'm just a person. I don't know.
Who are you?
I don't know what that question means.
When you say that they say bad things about you, who are you?
I'm myself, I guess. Like, I don't know what that question means.
Who is the person that they're saying bad things about?
Me. But me, personally.
But who are you?
So what you're trying to say is I need to put myself down and not think so highly of myself?
So who are you? Who is the self that you're concerned about? Who are you?
I guess my image that I project to others, my image of my family that they tried to tarnish and denigrate.
So you are your image?
I know I'm not my image, but I guess I identify with it a lot.
What would happen if you didn't identify with any image at all? What would happen to you?
I don't know.
And why are you identified with any image, good or bad?
I guess it's just part of being human. I'm not sure.
I would suggest that you do what you want, of course, but I would suggest that you drop all images of yourself. And if you have no image of yourself, there's no one there to hurt.
Mm-hmm. So just drop my ego, you're saying.
Yeah. Where are you getting these images from of yourself?
I guess just growing up and developing my self-image. That's what happens naturally.
Can someone hurt an image that you don't have?
No.
So why don't you drop it and you'll be free?
How do I drop it?
I realize you're not an image. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say if I see other family members hang out with this family member that did wrong to me and they're acting like everything's fine.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on, but don't hang up. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773. I do personal shout-outs for you, whatever the shout-out is, birthday shout-out, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-out, just plain old shout-out, congratulations shout-out, encouragement, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And we are having fellowship this Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited, everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama are invited. Amazing fellowship. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right. I want to encourage you to work on yourself, folks. Really. You won't regret it. Take responsibility for your life. You are responsible. Nobody else is. Oh, amazing. Let me go back to Gary, I believe, right? From Florida. And Gary, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I guess my final question would just be, like, how does that forgiveness manifest in action? Like, let's say I see this person at a family function. They're unapologetic. They still accuse me of bad things behind closed doors or speaking bad about me behind closed doors. Like, what does me harboring forgiveness look like in the way I act in that context?
When you go around the person, you're going to feel afraid, you're going to feel anger, you're going to feel a false sense of shame, you're going to feel all those things that are not, that would indicate that you have not forgiven. But if you forgave the person by realizing that they cannot help themselves and you go around that person, you will feel nothing about it at all. You wouldn't feel anything about what he said or she or what your family member think or said. You wouldn't even think about it, to be honest with you.
So would it manifest in me being just nice and affable?
No, you'll just be free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that. Would you have, like,
you gotta,
maybe, yeah, go ahead.
You got to drop your anger.
Drop the anger.
Why don't you drop your anger and be free?
It's tough.
I'm sorry?
It's very tough.
What's tough about it?
Because I guess it's just natural. Like, when a person wrongs you, and they wrong you in such a fashion, and they're just unapologetic about it, and contrary to what the reality is, they say that you hurt them, like, that you're the aggressor when you weren't. It's just very frustrating.
But only because you're angry, and you cannot see that nothing is happening to you. You think it's happening to you, but it's not. That's why you need to drop your anger so you can be in the world, but not of it, not attached to the world. But you got to drop this false self, illusion about yourself. There's no one there to be hurt. And when this person is talking about you, they're really talking about themselves. They're miserable on the inside, and then they'll try to make themselves feel better by making you miserable.
Uh-huh.
But there's no you for them to talk about. You just think that it is.
Yeah. Would me not attending family functions where this person is present be not forgiving?
If you stand away because you're afraid, if you stand away because you're angry, then that is not forgiving. But if you're just not going because you don't want to go and you're not trying to prove anything, then you're fine.
Yeah. So I guess I just got to work on forgiving.
Yeah. Why haven't you done that? You've heard me say that before, right?
Yeah.
And why haven't you worked on yourself already?
I mean, I haven't been really a long-time listener. I just know that you speak about this a lot, and I was curious as to what your viewpoint would be.
The one thing I can promise you, I can assure you, once you drop that anger and stay out of your imagination, you will rule your own world. You will be the controller. You will be the head of your own world. And nobody or nothing in the world will be able to affect you. They won't be able to touch you because you will have control of your own life. Right now, you don't have control of your own life because you're being controlled by the imagination and you're being controlled by people around you, the world. And people around you are evil. And as long as they know they can control you, they will go after you because they're miserable. So why don't you drop your anger?
So I guess I'm going to try to drop it. I'm going to try to drop it.
Have you heard me say to admit you do have the anger? Anger is evil, so admit you do have it. And then forgive your mother and your father. Have you heard me say that?
Yeah.
And why have you done that?
Same reason, I guess. Just haven't put in the work.
So you love your misery?
No.
If you didn't love it, you would overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now this person have you on the run. You're going to be controlled by fear now. And the fear is going to say, don't go to the family event, or go to the family event, or if you go act this way or act that way, don't say this and don't say that. You're being controlled by fear now.
Uh-huh.
Do you like being controlled by fear?
No.
Then drop your anger.
Yeah.
Does it make sense that you give thoughts to what other people say about you? Does that make sense?
Probably not as much as I think it does.
It doesn't make... Normal people don't give thoughts to what other people say or think about them. Only abnormal people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to work on yourself, Gary, so you can know who you are. And you're going to see that there's no one there to be concerned about in that way.
Yeah. So how do you think I internalize that message? Like, really just drive it home to myself that I need to drop this image. How am I going to drop this image?
By, first of all, admitting to yourself that you do have this anger. Your heart is wicked. You're as evil as the person that you're running from. Two evil devils together, right? And when you can see that, then you go forgive. Forgive your mother because she has created you or recreated you in her image. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. Then you forgive your father who did not protect you from your mother because he didn't know how to deal with your mother, so he left you to her. Forgive them. I'm sorry for resenting your dad and mother and God will forgive you, and he'll make you free. You'll be free, and you'll be able to live your life in this world as a free man.
Yeah. So should I love these people? Is, I guess, my next question.
Yeah. If you don't love them, you're never going to be able to love God. You got to love your enemy. And love doesn't mean don't be angry. Don't hate them.
That's what love means.
Yeah. It just means don't be angry. When you don't have anger, when you're free of anger, you have perfect love. And you will love your enemy.
And a way I could do that is by coming to the realization that when they act in this way, it's not them.
Right. And once you realize that about yourself, you can't help but realize that about everyone else in the whole world. And when you realize that, you won't judge them because you know it's not them.
No, they're just on autopilot.
Yeah, just like you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
How are you?
All is well.
Nice. So I'm calling, so it's 5:41 in the morning, so hopefully I have my thoughts right. Every time I go do the silent prayer and I start thinking, I'm like, I wish I could talk to Jesse right now. Hopefully my thoughts are together in the morning. I'm calling because I've been studying a lot. You know, I listen to you every day. But after you, I've been studying a lot about autism because my son's autistic and narcissism, I was telling you last time, right? And sociopathic. And I see that that's what we're dealing with in our government. But the reason I was actually calling is I was watching a video about narcissism and autism the other day, and like a few videos over the week, over the last few days. And I was pondering how it seems like, so my son is autistic, and this is the alpha generation. He's considered an alpha. And I saw that the other day, I noticed that the beta generation is coming, starting 2025. Everybody that's born is considered betas. Anyways, long story short, I noticed that a lot of the autistic traits of like not being emotional and they don't understand emotions, and they actually match up with how you were saying that we should be. And I just noticed how it's considered the alpha generation. Is it like God is actually making these kids like this? I don't know if that makes sense.
God is like, your question is what?
So I noticed that, so my son is considered an alpha generation and he's autistic, and these autistic kids have a lot of the traits that you're saying that we should be like. Like they don't understand emotions, so they don't.
What did you say about God?
Well, it's God is considered alpha, right? The alpha, you know, he's alpha and omega, beginning and the end, you know. And I'm just wondering, you know, we're tripping out about autistic kids being, you know, the way that they are, but it seems like they have a lot of the traits. And like my son's nonverbal.
And so, but what did you say about God though?
That I'm wondering if, you know, if God, you know, we're thinking that there's something wrong with autistic, like something happened, but I'm wondering, I started pondering if we're wrong and God actually purposely did this because he, you know, he made them different because it's his generation. Like maybe they have like a special calling on their lives that we just don't understand at this moment.
And
you know, they're going to be able to make.
What did you say about Roseanne?
Not with emotions. Oh, yes. So I was listening to you and Roseanne talking, and how you were talking about how Adam used to not speak to God. They just
Right.
Would speak they without words is right. what you said.
Yeah.
And my son is, he speaks without words.
Here's what I suggest. You know, like. Do. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Drop those yeah. thoughts. Those thoughts are not from you. And they're not from God.
No?
No.
Okay.
God does not create artistic children.
Okay.
So drop those thoughts.
I just, I think it's just interesting, you know, like.
There's nothing interesting about that at all. Drop those thoughts so you can see what's right.
Okay.
Because those thoughts you're having are not yours. They're not from God. Drop them because they got you trying to figure out, oh, God. Well, look at my kid. He's autistic. He's unemotional. He's this, he's that. And Jesse said that's where he should be. So God made my kid be that way. And no, that's not from God. And that's not what it means to be free.
I did think of that, too. That does cross my mind also. But I just thought I would point out that it's kind of like a weird coincidence.
That's no coincidence. Come out of your head.
All right. Gotcha.
All right. Oh, mess.
All right. I am a mess, huh?
Well, mess. Thing got you going.
Well, it was just kind of weird how you're like, you know, Adam but was that, talking without words.
Right,
and then,
but
like,
is,
all
that's
sudden,
not
like, my son does that.
No, that's not add up to artistic.
Yeah, okay.
Come out of your head, all right? Stay present so you can see what's right.
I have been. I just noticed it matches up.
It doesn't match at all.
Maybe he's sending me these videos just to mess with my head.
Who?
The devil.
Oh, yeah. He is. That's why you got to come out of your imagination. What the?
All right. I'm working on it.
All right. Oh, amazing.
Right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I know. I'm crazy.
No,
I have really good goals this year. My goals are I'm going to stay present and I'm going to do the silent prayer. And
right
I'm
on.
Keep on working on me.
Do not give up. Stay with it.
Yeah,
stay with it. Stay with it.
And you're saying it's like normal to not have friends, right? Because I really feel like I have no friends. Like my husband.
It's neither normal or abnormal. Neither one.
Okay. No worries. Thank you.
All right. Amazing.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Amazing.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. First time caller out of Indiana. Corey, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Corey.
Man, I got one question before I start.
Yes, sir.
Are you crazy?
Am I crazy?
Yeah, are you crazy?
Yes.
All right, that explains it, man. Because why would you cheer for the police, whether they black or white, on killing this man, Robert Brooks?
Why would I do what now?
Why would you cheer for the police? You heard what I said. You heard it.
What do you mean, cheer for the police?
You rooting them on, Jesse.
How's
and
that?
You disrespecting this man, this father that got killed, talking about he dead.
He
that
dead.
Was he dead.
I think
he dead.
Right. I think the report said that he was dead.
Yeah, I know the report said he was dead, Jesse.
But what do you mean by I said he dead?
So, no, I know, you know what you meant.
No.
You meant he dead.
I know, but I was only repeating what the report said.
Oh, no, you wasn't just repeating. That was your ad-lib, Jesse. That was your ad-lib.
Right, I said he dead.
Yeah, he dead. So listen, Jesse, I got a question. What do you think that his family ought to do with somebody that taunts they people's death?
What the black guy family should do about what happened to their son, the man?
No. What should Robert Brooks' family do to the police and the other people who taunt his death?
I have no idea what they should do. They
you
what,
don't know. Whoa.
I can
stop,
tell
stop,
you.
Stop.
I can tell you what these they should. I can tell you what they should not do.
What shouldn't they do, Jesse?
They should not gather these other angry blacks and have this fake protest where these people pretend that they care about this man being dead and no justice, no peace, and all that crap. They should if they need a lawyer, get a lawyer, look into it and see what they can do. But they need to stop all this protest crap. That's not solving anything, because there's not one person out there protesting with them that care about the man that was allegedly killed.
Okay, so
what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. Protesting ain't gonna solve nothing,
right?
But so let me ask you this: which I want to know what you think about this. What do you think about the police killing Robert Brooks? Do you think that was right or wrong?
I don't think it was right or wrong because I don't know the details.
Okay, you don't know the details. Didn't you show the video? I watched the video.
Do you think it was right or wrong?
I think it was wrong.
Why?
Because they're supposed to, one of their duties is to protect the inmates in the prison.
But how do you...
And they had him subdued, so there's no need to beat him and choke him and kill him.
But why do
there's
you no say it was right or wrong? You don't know all the details. You were not there. You didn't see the beginning of the video. You didn't see...
It don't matter. It's his job to protect life.
How can you make a decision whether it's right or wrong when you don't know what happened?
I do know what happened.
No, you don't. You saw the beginning of the video?
No, it don't matter about the beginning of the video.
Why not? How can you make a decision without seeing the whole thing?
Because I seen what they did. No. They had him subdued. Once he was subdued, anything after that is wrong, Jesse. He was subdued already.
How can you make a decision without seeing how the whole thing started?
Okay, before I asked you, you did say you was crazy. But now I'm convinced you retarded. Because I just answered your question three times, Jesse.
How can you make a decision without seeing how the whole thing started?
Because God gave me common sense.
But if God had given you common sense, you would be making a decision whether it was right or wrong, and you weren't there.
No. God did give me common sense, and I just made the right decision.
I don't have
to be there. I seen it on camera.
How is it common sense to make a decision about something that you don't know how it began? Or truly how it ended. You don't know if that video...
How it ended? Whoa.
You don't know
how it ended.
Right. You don't know if that video is real or somebody tampered with it or anything. You're just assuming.
I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong about
that? You're wrong. I made an ASS out of you and me, didn't I? You like that, don't you?
Because of time, Corey, how can you make a decision? You weren't there. You don't know if the video was tampered with or not. You don't know what happened to start the whole thing. Why not just leave it as I don't know?
Okay, this is why, Jesse. One, let's hypothetically say that your people did tamper with this video. They released the video for a reason, for public opinion.
No, I asked you a different question. Why not just leave it as I don't know? What would happen to you if you just realized you don't know?
No, I realize that I do know what happened.
But you don't know. You were not there. You don't know.
The camera was there, Jesse.
Corey,
the camera
you were
was
not there.
There.
So, people
so
do
I got
things,
a question,
people, Corey. Call me again, but I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you, Corey. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess continues in the world to this day. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, January 3rd, AD 2025. The lines are full. The lines are back full. JLP will be right back to your calls and to the last hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today. But first, fake news, not fake news. Thomas Massie, I started to tell you Thomas Massie is against House Speaker Mike Johnson. And there may be other Republicans who come out against House Speaker Mike Johnson. It's a big mess. It's a divided Republican Party. And South Korea is in a standoff. There's all kinds of drama in South Korea. Retail stores are closing up 57% from 2023. Thanks, Obama, which is to say Biden. And a small plane crashed through the roof of like a furniture building or something like that down in Fullerton, California, not far away, Orange County. What a mess. Killed some people, injured a bunch too. So it's a big mess. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Mike Johnson is trying to win over GOP holdouts to vote for him for House Speaker, Speaker of the House. But if he doesn't get it, a speakership battle could delay Trump's victory certification, which is just in just a few days on Monday, January 6th, 2025. January 6th. That's when the Speaker of the House and the House certifies that Trump did win. That's kind of like when what happened in 2021 when they didn't want Mike Pence to certify. What a mess. I guess Kamala's going to be there. Nice. Anyway, Mike Johnson can only afford to lose one Republican vote, a huge concern for the so-called leader, as one known GOP congressman, Representative Thomas Massie, is already opposing Mike Johnson. And Thomas Massie's sort of a conservative guy, but he differs with Trump on this issue. Huh, don't know. Apple, I'll tell you about Apple later. It's kind of a boring story. South Korea is in a standoff. South Korea investigators suspended efforts to detain embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol after a dramatic standoff in Seoul today, Seoul. Lawmakers voted to impeach Yoon last month after his short-lived martial law declaration. Cool. Yoon is now wanted for questioning in multiple investigations, including accusations of leading an insurrection. Oh, Lord. A crime punishable by life imprisonment, or even the death penalty. Some 80 police and investigators have entered the presidential compound today to take Yoon into custody for questioning, but they were blocked by a human wall of around 200 soldiers and members of the presidential security detail. And so they've suspended efforts for now, I guess. What a mess, huh? Get it together, South Korea. I think North Korea should take over. I'm kidding around a little bit. Anyway, 7,300, roughly, U.S. retail stores closed last year. That's up 57% from 2023, according to CoreSite Research. This comes as many of America's chain companies have been hurt by record high inflation, Bidenflation, Obamaflation, and the rise of online competitors, which they were living high on the hog with the China virus scamdemic, right? The overreaction to the China virus, because all this other brick and mortar stores had to close down or be limited. What a mess. And a quote from Fred Jung, J-U-N-G. Quote, he's the mayor of Fullerton, California in Orange County. I think it's Orange County. We are grateful for the strength of our community and the compassion we show one another in times of crisis. He shared that statement Thursday after a small plane crashed yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, through the roof of a furniture manufacturing building. At least two people died, 19 others injured, according to police. Terrible, huh? Yeah, it's North Orange County. So anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Thank you.
and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races, races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. It's Friday. Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, do you have character? What is it? Do you have it? And what is it? Character, that is. You can podcast all the shows, but you don't have to miss it. You still listen on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Friday already. And, oh, by the way, amazing meeting last night. The men's forum was amazing. Enlightened like never before. It was amazing. Stay with it, guys. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Oh, amazing. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever is on your mind. Mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after the despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours. The killer was an American citizen.
42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar.
That was an American.
All right, so just accept it, right?
To all the people of New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you.
Why would you lie?
I want to thank you to everyone at the Department of Homeland Security, including the FBI, working nonstop to investigate this heinous act.
This is not a terrorist event.
The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
If ever what the? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It's up to you. It really is. And it's going to get worse. My country is gone. You can lie to yourself and say, oh, America is just so beautiful. Oh, America is so wonderful. Oh, America. It's not true. Look at the misery and suffering brought on by evil in your own imagination. But and by the government. The government brought all these people in. Open door. And now we're paying the price for it. America. But you can have peace on earth. In spite of all the mess that's going on around you. drop to anger, you will see that it's not even happening to you. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I remember there was a day where there were no transgenders. Do you remember that? Talk about the borders where the illegal was not overflowing in the manner that they are today, and criminals were not coming from around the world. There were no transgenders. If there were, we didn't know about it. I'm sure there were some, but you just didn't know about it. So men kind of dressed in dresses for a long time. But they hid away with it in the right way. They should have. But according to ABC 7, a convicted criminal who identifies as a woman and served time at the women's prison in somewhere in California, Chichilla, California, is charged with raping a fellow inmate. But the fellow inmate was a female inmate. It wasn't a fellow inmate. It was a female inmate. Isn't that amazing? A Madrid County judge ruled 52-year-old state prison Tremaine Carroll, must be referred to with she, her pronouns, because Carroll identified as a woman. So Carroll just say he is a woman. He didn't change his body part. He didn't change anything. He just said he is a woman. Watch this from ABC 7.
A Madera County judge ruled this week 52-year-old state prisoner Tremaine Carroll must be referred to with she-her pronouns because Carroll identifies as a woman. But the district attorney believes the defendant is abusing the system.
This is a person who's not a woman in any sense of the word.
In March, DA Sally Moreno charged Carroll for rape allegedly committed while incarcerated at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla.
After his first cellmate became pregnant and was moved to Los Angeles, two other cellmates of his complained that he had raped them. So we have filed rape charges against this inmate.
Moreno says the ruling regarding pronouns impacts her ability to prosecute the case.
This is a particular issue in this case because it's confusing to the jury. In California, rape is a crime that has to be accomplished by a man.
But this Tremaine guy, he didn't even shave his mustache. He just said he's a woman. He didn't even bother shaving. What the? He changed nothing. Look at that. He didn't even shave. And they put him in a women's prison. At least make him shave. Look, he up there making babies like Natty going north. He said he's a woman. Now he's a woman prison. I bet a whole lot of men ain't going to say they're a female. If that's all you got to do. The man didn't even shave. What the? But that's the world. That is another example of hell on earth. You worried about dying and going to hell? You're already in hell. What the? Wake up. You need to wake up. You're in hell. And that way you can walk out of hell. There's a Senate Bill 132 allows Carroll, a biological male, to serve time in a female facility. Why is this? From 7, ABC 7.
Carroll was allowed to serve time in a women's prison despite being a biological male because of Senate Bill 132, the Transgender Respect Agency and Dignity Act, which took effect in 2021. It allows inmates to be housed with the gender they identify as. The CDCR website points out state law prohibits discrimination based on gender identity.
There's no psychological evaluation that needs to be done. This person doesn't need to be on cross-gender hormones. They don't need to be signed up for transgender surgery. They don't even need a significant psychological evaluation regarding gender confusion. The mere statement is enough.
The CDCR has since relocated Carroll to Salinas Valley State Prison for Men. We reached out to CDCR about the case. They sent us a statement about Senate Bill 132, adding that they thoroughly investigate all allegations of sexual abuse, but they do not comment on cases in current litigation. Moreno says Carroll fired the defense attorney handling the case and has chosen to move forward with self-representation in court. Carroll's next court date is set for January 14th.
What a mess. Hell on earth. It's just hell on earth, that's all. Welcome to hell. And one last thing before I go to the phones here. You think that's bad? Watch how you tip. More hell on earth. This is hell on earth, folks. But the hell is inside the human beings. And what's inside of them is what they're coming out of them and being affected and is affecting everybody around them unless you overcome the world. Men and women, you can overcome the world. Be in it, but not of it. But you will be affected. Don't mess with the tips. Be careful how much you tip. And if you tip, and when you tip, and where you tip. Fox News has reported a pizza delivery driver was arrested. A pizza now. I wonder if it had cheese and pineapple on it. Cheese and pineapple pizza. A pizza delivery man was arrested and taken to jail after allegedly stabbing a pregnant woman multiple times over a small tip. That's all you going to give me? I drove all the way over here, brought you your food, and you just going to give me $2? What the? Watch this from Fox.
Osceola County deputies say Melinda Irizarry was stabbed 14 times, all because a pizza delivery driver didn't get a big enough tip. Osceola County deputies say 22-year-old Brianna Alvelu and a man broke into the motel room where Melinda Irizarry was staying with her boyfriend and 5-year-old daughter. An arrest report says the man pointed a gun at the girl, then forced Irizarry's boyfriend into a bathroom. Then Alvelu allegedly took out a knife. Irizarry needed over 200 staples for cuts across her arms, wrists, shoulders, back, stomach, and breast, 14 in all. She also needed surgeries for a punctured lung and severed tendons in her knee. In the hospital, doctors told her she's also recently pregnant. In an exclusive interview, she says she's lucky to be alive.
Once I realized the, like, severity of the situation, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, these people came in here to hurt us.
So far, Irizarry's doctors haven't said when she'll be able to leave the hospital. Alvelu was being held without bond. Deputies are still searching for the man that she was with and asking anyone with information about this case to please give Crime Line a call.
Can you imagine? Over a tip. You still think anger is good for you? You still think anger is a self-defense position to be in? You still think anger, if you got rid of your anger, that means that you're weak and defenseless? Over a tip, according to the story. What now? I was talking to my staff about this morning, and I thought that when you order food like that, have a driver bring it to you, that the tip have already been involved. You don't have to do anything. Just accept the food, right? You don't have to tip no more. That's a part of the whole package thing. Because sometimes they drop your food off at your door. And so I just assume that the tip was already involved. These people tip, according to a report, over a $2 tip. What the? But hell on earth. And that's what anger will do. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How you doing today, my brother?
All is well, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Everybody and their mom will get some knowledge today from the JLP show and our brother show, the Nick show. James Hake and Joel was going to come up with a
Rick, your phone stuff is bad.
Can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, yes.
Hello?
Go ahead, yes.
Hello?
Rick.
Can you? Yes. Yeah, can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, yes.
Yes, and I'm saying, and what I'm on the call for, with that New York incident, what did that guy do to provoke those correction officers?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't say, and I don't know.
Because I just can't. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jez. It wasn't right for what the police did. But, see, I did corrections, too. And most of the time, when we take somebody in the back, either they're not cooperating or something. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know if the person is not cooperating with the officer, it can bring on a problem for you. But I don't know what happened in that situation because when the video came on, I mean, when I saw the video, it was already happening.
You know, they always show because, see, I like how the scripture says, provoke ye not one another. They always show you the after result, but they never show you what led to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
they never show you what led to it, and I don't know what led to it, but you know, for those correction officers do that, that wasn't right, but something led to that guy having to go be taken in the back room anyway. I don't know what that is. Just like you were telling that other caller, you don't know all the facts,
right? And they didn't again when we saw the video, it was already in action, in motion. And I didn't hear what the guy did or why they had to do all that. I don't know. So, and what I realized, though, Rick, it's hard for human beings to just say, hey, I don't know. But because the ego mind makes you think that you know an answer. You got to have an answer to it. But if you don't know, you just don't know. Why not just say, I don't know. Right.
And, you know, just like with these cameras, you know, I thank God for them, but a lot of times they can edit the camera and just push push the narrative that would get people emotionally charged and not put the whole entire camera out there.
Yeah, they need to get rid of all the police cameras. They should not be required to wear cameras in their hats and on their cars or anything, because when they do, you're going to have evil people like this jumping on situations to make money or whatever reason. And this is what we're going to get. Let the police do their job and leave them alone.
You know, that's in a perfect world, you know, Jesse, they will. Because sometimes cameras have saved people, man. Because, you know, even when you get in a routine accident, first thing people start doing is lie. And, you know, thank God they had the camera on the traffic light that caught everything. And cameras can be good if they use properly. But like you said, too, they can sit up and edit the camera.
We don't need Big Brother. We don't need Big Brother watching our every move.
Oh, agree with that, too. I definitely agree with that. I mean, I don't have an issue with that. But it's just a fact, too, like, people are corrupt, man. I mean, that's why I like to go to court. Because when you go to court, you're going to get a whole bunch of people into their feelings, and you can be going to jail for nothing because how people feel.
Yeah, it's a mess. I remember the good old days when we didn't have cameras and the police were not required to wear them and all that kind of mess. America was working just fine. Matter of fact, it was better off then than it is today.
I think President Obama started the police wearing cameras.
He did? That's what a mess.
Yeah, I think he started requiring that the law enforcement wear cameras.
The fallen Messiah did that? I didn't know that.
Yes,
I wasn't
sir.
Aware of that.
I think during the, what's that, I want to say during around the Trayvon Martin time, I think that's when that started.
Amazing.
And, oh, one quick question, Jesse. Could I take a stab at the biblical question?
Do you have character? What is it?
You know what, Jesse? I believe God give us, you know, the right to know what's right and what's good.
Do you have character?
As you get out. Yes, we do.
No, do
but
you
however,
have? No, do you have character?
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. Yes,
and what,
I do have character.
And what is it?
My character is, I truly believe my character is telling the difference between good and evil.
You know the difference between good and evil?
Only what God points out to me, you know, like whatever what God requires us to do, anything that's opposite of love to me is evil.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to hold it until Sunday.
Oh, man. But anyway, too bad. And on that
but
same
very,
tip,
very, very interesting.
And on that same tip, we have to, enhance our, character by loving your brother and applying God's word to our everyday life. You know, discernment is just the minimum, but we have to continue living, let God live love through us to continue to make our character close to Christ.
Amazing.
That's what I believe.
Well, I appreciate you responding to that, Rick, and I would, put my little two cents. Two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Hey, one last question before you go, Jason, before you let me go. You
yes.
know when you say live in the present?
Yes.
Hey, you know how they say when you say live in the present? Because, a lot of people, they live in fear and stuff like that, live in fear, anger, trying to see what's going to happen in the future. That means just live every day according to God's will and then let whatever happen, happen. Is that what you mean by living in the present?
Repeat that, Rick.
No, I'm saying you say live in the present. You know how people like, oh man, I wonder what this new year will be. Is it going to be a good year? Is it going to be pain and suffering?
Rick.
So when you live in the present,
hey, Rick, you hear me Rick, different? Rick, your phone is not well. It sounds like an Obama phone.
No, can you hear me now, Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't move.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no
okay.
problem.
Yeah, so. What I'm saying, too, on that same note, and what was I saying? It's,
You were asking about living in the present, yeah. What's your question about living in the present?
Does that mean just taking every day as it comes to you? Because you know some people live.
No, that's not what it means. It means stay out of your imagination, stay out of your thoughts, stay out of the past, so-called past or the future, and just live. Right now, stay with right now. That's all that it means. Stay present. Don't be in your head thinking about. Don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future, or anything. Just stay present.
Oh, just live in the present. Just live in the present, pretty much. Like, don't worry. You know, like, oh, we're gonna happen tomorrow. Just do what's right today, and do take one
not,
day at a time.
No, not do what's right, but just stay present.
Okay.
Meaning, don't be, when you're walking down the road, don't be thinking about what's going to happen when you get there or what happened before you left. Or when you're talking to someone, don't just so be into the conversation that you're not even aware who you're talking to and just running off at the mouth and not aware. Stay present rather than being in your imagination.
Oh, okay. So just basically know what's going on right there then.
Yes.
That way you can... Be focused. Okay,
No, not even
so
focused.
If I walk down
not be focused, just stay present.
Okay. Oh, so basically just don't think about nothing.
Right, have a clear mind. Absolutely.
Clear mind, just I ain't thinking what's going to happen in the future. Like if somebody comes up to you and says, good morning, and you have a conversation with them, just talk about what's going on in the present.
Right.
Okay, yeah, like, hey, I'm glad to be alive. I feel good.
No.
What about you? I'm trying to understand.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand, make sure that I got what you're saying is correct.
You know how you can, when you get ready to eat a meal, for example, you sit down at dinner and you see what's on the plate there, you see what you're about to eat, but as soon as you take the first bite, that you go unconscious and you don't come back to consciousness until you finish with the meal. You don't remember how it tastes, how much it was, or anything. You just peek out because you went unconscious. Rather than staying present, being aware of yourself eating the meal.
Oh, okay. You know how some people say, oh, this was real good. So they so focused on the meal so good, they're not even aware how much they eat.
Right. Absolutely.
Gosh, okay, just eat. So if it's good, okay, good, just keep on eating. You know, like this one, people are like, oh, man, so good, man. And you just steady eating it, and you're still stuck in the food is so delicious. Instead of you, okay, it's good, but still, just move on, pretty much.
Don't go unconscious while you're eating. Be aware. Or when you're talking to someone, be aware you're speaking to someone. You're having a conversation. Or you're driving your car. Stay on the road. Watch the road. But be aware of yourself sitting in the car. Just kind of be aware of yourself with your hands on the steering wheel. That kind of. Just practice being present. And keep it simple, Rick. Just practice being present rather than lost in your head.
Yeah, because that's as much as I do the silent prayer behind the wheel.
Amazing.
You understand what I'm saying? Just
you say you do what now?
No, I'm just saying like if you're driving and you know how people close their eyes and start praying, and then
no, don't
they
do
close
that.
Their eyes while they're driving.
No, this,
exactly.
Just watch your hand, look. Just notice your hand on the steering wheel, but don't take your eyes on the road and all that kind of. Keep it simple.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got to run, Rick. Thank you, man.
Okay, Jeff. Appreciate you being patient, man. Love you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Jeff. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll tune in Sunday.
Right on, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. Hey, for the new year, if Jesse starts saying something that sounds like familiar lyrics to you, you can interrupt him. with a song, you know, while he takes over your role of confusion and bewilderment until you're finished. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitsu James. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Tony bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. There are a handful of music video reaction podcasts I watch on YouTube. The husband starts off alone, then brings the wife on the show. The women talk over the husband's talk too much. Turn it into a fashion show. One gentleman had to go on depression pills. Next time I watched, he had booted her off the show, and he was grinning from ear to ear. Gentlemen, keep your hobbies to yourself. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you. Amazing.
Wise words, Tony.
Yeah.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I noticed that black people are very emotional whenever you talk about racial issues. Question. Do you think that black people are too sensitive when it comes to race?
Yeah, black people are angry and they're too sensitive about everything. What now? Amazing. Thank you.
Call me Alpha 91, bought a coffee. Happy New Year's, guys. Enjoyed my first Sunday service with you all. Heart hands emoji. It was a pleasure to be there, finally, in person. Regarding all the attacks, you think maybe these people are being blackmailed into doing things like this? Emoji. David.
Amazing. Thank you. What attack? I mean, like the terrorist attack and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up. Except for anger, I don't know what's up with this mess. And I do know we have too many illegal aliens in our country. And we have enemies who hate us. And our government have allowed them in, brought them in by allowing them to just walk in freely, unchecked. And this is the price we have to pay for it. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious says, Jesse, biblical question.
Do you have character? What is it?
No, I do not have character. I think it's a made-up word, not to identify with.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me take a quick break. Thank you all so much. And the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Quick break. Back in a moment. Okay. Thank you, Gold Co. I recommend you take control of your own finance, your own life. You and only you. As an adult, are responsible for your own life. Buy some land and buy some gold. Go to goldco.com. Check it out for yourself. We have a special promo, my listeners, a special promo for you over there at Gold Co. There's gold in them there heels. The qualified account receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. This is for my listeners. A 10% instant match in bonus and silver. And again, you are responsible for looking out for yourself. Major investment firms are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. So go to goldco.com. Check them out. Jesse loves gold.com. Jesse, as Hank would say, loves. Got to put the S on it, Jesse, he says. Jesse loves gold.com or 855. You can call them at 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com. Right at the top of this hour from 9 to 11, Big Bump, a guest hosting with Hake today. You're going to enjoy that. I'm telling you, always. If you're not watched the Hake Report, you owe it to yourself to watch it today for the new listeners. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then at 12 noon, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You're going to enjoy this one, too. What the? I had a conversation with Amy Baldwin and April Lampert. And they are sex educators and the co-hosts of the Shameless Sex Podcast.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does shameless mean itself? Concerning sex.
Your boobs are small. Oh, you haven't had your period yet. Oh, you have a small...
Shame actually can be a teacher. So instead, it's us, you know, inspiring people to discover those things within themselves.
And Amy, what is love?
For me, it's about feeling safe, very relaxed in my body, very connected.
Mamma mia, do you guys prefer beta males or alpha males?
Jesse, you're talking to us. What do you think we'd prefer?
At 12 noon today, the FallenState.tv. FallenState.tv, check it out. And support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals in the description there, all right? Check them out. And then right after the Fall Estate today, the American Anchor Baby. No Joel Friday TV on Friday. It's on the Monday through Thursday. So the American Anchor Baby right after the Fall Estate.tv. No more 4 o'clock for now. But right after today, right after the Fall Estate.tv. And then I'll see you at church on Sunday. At church on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right, check it out. Let me do this. I want to go to the busy phones. Slim is out of Maryland. Slim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Slim. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to answer the biblical question today.
Do you have character? What is it?
All right, so I'm getting better at these. Last time I called you, I told you, you know, I answer these biblical questions, and they definitely helped me work on myself. So this time, when I heard the question, I instantly changed it. I instantly re-asked myself the question in a different way. I was like, do people have character? And then I caught myself because I was like, oh, now I'm thinking about other people instead of myself.
Yep.
So I had to rechange the I had to go back to your original question, and the answer is yes, I have character. So then we get to the second
point. And what is it?
What is it? So this is just my realization of what I found out about myself. So my character is the script that I write when I go into the world of how I want people to see me. You understand what I'm saying? Like if it was a, and this is what I used to do before I started listening to you and stuff like that. If your life was a movie, you have a working script that you're working on, and every person that you come in contact with, this is me. I'm rewriting the script of how I want this person to see my character.
Amazing.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like with the terrorist attack dude. I watched an interview. One of his military people was like, "Oh, this just doesn't seem like him. It's just not in his character." But he was at a point in his life where he was writing a different character. You understand what I'm saying? People, it's crazy what people do in their interactions with other people. And that's me. That's what I used to do. If I wanted this person to see me as a good person, I would write that script into the interaction we was having. If I wanted this person to see me as a mean or negative person, I would write that script into the interaction that we was having. It's mind-blowing. When you ask these questions, it really is mind-blowing to think about myself and how I move about in my daily interactions with people. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I'm telling you, in closing, I'm losing my character. I'm slowly losing it.
Very interesting, Slim. I want to put input in, but I got to wait until Sunday. But very interesting. Thank you for that, man.
No problem. No problem, man. I appreciate you asking these questions. Keep doing what you're doing. I know we run out of time.
Stay with it, man. Don't ever give up.
And I'm going to call you back Monday because every time I call, I be telling you, like, man, I forgave my mother. I'm going to tell you how it goes, but I need way more time. It's always the end of the show when I call.
All right. Call me on Monday.
I got you. All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. First time a call out of Texas. Craig, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Perfect. Well, I had a question, but I want to answer the biblical question first. And, I mean, the answer is no, we don't have character. If we're guided by...
The question is, do you have character? What is it?
Oh, do you? Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to say no. And the reason for that is, if we're guided by the will of God and he's shining through us, you know, he's going to give
us
the guidance.
No, not us, you.
Or me personally. No. Right. I feel like every day I'm getting closer to
you. You're saying no, you do not have character, right?
No.
And why you say no? What is it?
I say no because my goal is to live the will of God, and knowing that I don't have knowledge. Good doesn't come from within me. It comes from God.
Okay.
And if I want to harness that and live my life, then what I'm guided by, the will of God, will shine through me, and that will be my character. I guess so, yes. If I have character, it is the will of God. It's not a personal creation of my own.
So are you saying you do have it or you don't have it?
I do have it.
And what is it?
I guess I was... It's the will of God that shines through me. That's my character. It's not my own personal creation.
Interesting. I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And one more thing, if there's time for it.
Yes.
basically, I've forgiven my parents about it was in November when I went down home to vote. And the reaction was they were confused. Now the true reaction has shown, and my mother's blocked me over the woman that I have chosen to eventually marry. And it's been confusing because they have crosses in their house. On Halloween, they'd make us play Bible verses out of our door while giving out candy, and they claim to know the Lord and all this devilish and evil stuff. I just wanted your thoughts on how often have you come across that, where people have all these crosses and want to love the Lord, but as soon as they get angry, all this hateful stuff comes out. And when you speak to them about it, this is the reaction: more hate. How can that be in a household that claims to love God so much?
And so, if I'm hearing you correctly, you went and forgave your mother, right?
Correct.
And when you forgave her, did she react to that, have a negative reaction to it?
It was a neutral reaction. She was confused by it. She didn't express anger.
Oh, I see. And then now she is upset at you because you're engaged to a woman that your mother doesn't like?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And your question is, how can that be when she have all these crosses in her home and all that?
Yeah, it's like, I guess I know the answer, but I wanted your thoughts on it because you obviously have a better understanding of these things.
Well, you know, I don't know about your mother. I haven't seen her, but or spoken to her. But just because they have a cross in their home doesn't mean that they have love. Most human beings, except for those who are now working on themselves, they don't have love. They only have hate. And so she can go to church. She can quote the Bible. But if she has no love, she has nothing. And if she has treated you the way you said she's treating you and has treated you, it just means she have the words, but she has no love at all. So just wish her well, but don't be angry at her and stay away from her.
Hey, I appreciate it. I know there's more people on the phones. I appreciate it. Thank you for speaking the truth and not sugarcoating it for nobody. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jeff. How you doing?
All this well, Ryan.
Okay. My biblical question, my answer to the biblical question is, I think our persons do have character.
And what is it?
I mean, my character spreads love and happiness wherever I go.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
Okay. And my comment was this New Orleans attack. How can we stop and put an end of all the act of terrorism and killing amongst one another, black or white? How can we stop this?
Only God knows
what's going to happen.
Well, all the way you can stop it, you have to change. Human has to change their hearts. Human has to stop being angry. And once their hearts are changed from hate to love, then they can lay their weapons down. There will be no killing, no wars or anything. And until that happens, and if that happens, which it won't for most people, they need to shut our borders down. We need a stronger military. We need to get rid of the DEI people, because those people in New Orleans, they are not fit. They are not prepared to run that city, and that's why that city is out of control as well. They have dumb people. They have dumb people running a city.
I will totally disagree with you.
What?
Totally disagree. I totally disagree.
What? About what?
About what you just say. I totally disagree.
And why?
Because you don't know New Orleans, and you don't know what kind we have. And my thing is, I saw those people. You saw them. I know you saw them, but you can't put a label on what you saw. So what you saw... And what's your take on them? What you saw?
They had an old white woman as police chief. What the? And then there was black women as mayor. And then one black woman is supposed to be a so-called FBI or something like that. She's like, that wasn't a terrorist attack. And then they had to come back and say, yes, it was.
Yes,
and then they were supposed to put up block things to keep people going down the road. They didn't even put those up. Those are dumb people.
Jesse.
What?
Did you see the report on the news?
What?
Did you even see the report?
Yes.
Okay, now what did you see?
I saw a dumb bunch of losers running
Louisiana. No. If I tell it, I'm gonna tell it right to you. So we had all kind of security guards out there, right? And then we got three barricades that's gonna stop traffic from going in, and then we got a team of police officers right at the top.
But the barricades wasn't there. That's why they had a police car.
The barricades was up.
They had a police car there to cover the little space, and the guy according to a report, he went around the police car. The people, didn't he put the barricade up? And I heard a report last night, I believe. The police chief, an old white woman, I didn't know we had the barricade. They haven't even put them up. She didn't know they had them, according to a report.
I'm telling you right now, because I was out there that night. I was working that night. But I happened to get up at 10:30, and I was watching everybody and just having a good time before I got off work. Now, I'm going to tell you again, the barricade was up. But, like I said, because of the young man that drove around, even though we had a team at the top, we're catching the people that was having a good time now, he came in with the truck and drove around the barricades and got in.
No, he drove around the police car. He drove around.
He drove around everything. He drove around the security thing. He drove around that.
The police car, yeah, according to a report, yes.
Let me ask you, you live in New Orleans, right? We had a sense of security that was right there.
Right.
But he drove around it and determined
to get
in. As a matter of fact, he almost killed people on both sides of the corner where people were standing at and still got in somehow, some way.
Right.
Yeah.
You live in New Orleans, right?
I sure do.
And are you happy with the mayor being a black female, the so-called police superintendent is an old white woman, the governor or whatever is a female, the so-called FBI a female, and we beta males standing around them. Is there any place in the United States where black people are successful at running a city?
I gotta turn that question around to you.
No, I'm gonna answer your question.
I'm very much happy with it.
Did you vote for the black female as for mayor?
Yes, I did.
What the?
Go ahead. I'm happy with it. But guess what, though?
Why are you happy with her? She's no good.
Hold on, wait. You voted your boy in.
Huh?
Two consecutive terms. He got stopped. So the only one that did that was Obama, in my book. But you call him a fallen messiah,
right?
And guess what? You try to put your two cents in, but you don't know much.
I don't know much about history.
You don't know much about nothing.
I don't know much about algebra, but I do know Obama is a fallen messiah.
You don't know nothing. You're a fallen messiah.
Brian, call me again. I can't play. That's enough. Super chat. Because of time.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Chris bought a coffee answering the biblical question.
Do you have character? What is it?
No. Character is a form of identity. And Jesse said not to identify with anything.
Amazing. Thank you.
Call me Alpha 91 answering the biblical question.
Do you have character? What is it?
I do have character or characters. I have one for work, one for family, one for difficult people I have to be around. Character is a learned and practiced false image you turn on to present yourself to people in situations you're not allowed to be yourself.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sundays. I appreciate it. Sunday.
Crichton Hendren. Herndon. I always butcher his name. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. The Bible.
Amazing. In the Word, in the beginning, there was the Word. The Word with God. God was the Word. In the beginning. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Gabba gabba.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Andre asks, hey, Jesse, this is on,
ask!
On X Live. Is it the not me or fake me that is angry? Otherwise, if it is not me or I don't know who me is, how can I drop something that is not me?
By realizing that it's not you. And when you can see clearly that it's not you, you can drop it. Amazing. Thank you.
Cam G. On Cash App, no message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Lori says, good morning, Jesse. I like
good
your
morning.
Silver foxy facial hair.
Thank you.
I stopped dyeing my hair and have beautiful silver highlights that even my husband has come to enjoy. I told him it's a nice reminder I'm not in control of anything, not even the color of my hair.
Amazing.
It was ego keeping me worried about gray hair anyway, because evil in me and the other people live to judge these things. Have a good one.
Amazing. Thank you. And thanks for your support. Amazing.
Tony bought a coffee. What do I do when I despair nothing but staleness in stale air? Stale air. What do I do when no one cares and all I'm left with are my own fears, my own tears? Tony, despair. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, Tony.
Shout out to today's top contributors, Potleaf, Severio Jones, Joel's Mexican Cousin, Cactus Eater, Bear Games for Rec, 5555565, and the rest of the Zeke High. Oh, and the rest of the supporters on the on the D Live crew, oh, tricking me. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Josh. Out of Houston, Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, baby.
Thank you, Josh. Happy New Year to you. I do appreciate it, man.
Hey, I wanted to answer the biblical question. And also, real quick, Jason was wrong from Buffalo, New York yesterday when he talked about Louisiana was the poorest country, poorest state in the United States. Mississippi, fact check, is the poorest state in the country.
I remember hearing at some point that Mississippi was the poorest state. I didn't remember that when he mentioned that Jason said that yesterday, but I think you're right about that.
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully Jason from Buffalo is listening. And Jason,
he is always listening. Sitting in his basement with his mama, he is always listening. Trust me, he listens. If you notice that his questions, he'll listen to the show first, and then he'll find something to disagree with you on, and then he'll call in specifically about that, and then he'll try to drag you into another conversation. Well, it's so funny. Yeah, then he do that dumb laugh.
Yeah, well, hopefully he will listen and know that Mississippi, according to Josh out of Texas, is the poorest state. At one time, I had thought the poorest state was Kentucky or Tennessee, where the poor white people live up in the mountain there somewhere. But I guess that's not true.
Yeah, it said Mississippi when I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then about your biblical question.
Do you have character? What is it?
No. this ties into the other biblical question that you said about, do you have morals? Because character is the mental and moral qualities of a distinctive individual. And once you've been born again and you trust God, God guides you. No, the way of the world can't guide you. And those are all titles that the world has given us, and we follow by them. And we put ourselves in these groups. So, no.
Well, I appreciate that. Because of time, I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you.
No problem. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy. Happy New Year. And who is this from, Mississippi?
Massachusetts.
Claudio.
Is it a man or a woman?
Claudio. It's a man.
Claudio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Claudio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy New Year. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well. Happy New Year.
All right. So I just had a quick question because I listen to your show pretty frequently, and I'm a little confused about this whole race thing that you talk about on your show. I just wanted to clarify.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Oh, okay. And what's your question about race?
So you say that racism is not real, but frequently on the show, everybody's talking about, you know, being black or being white. I was just trying to figure out, like, what exactly do you guys mean by somebody being black or somebody being white? And how are you guys using those terms, I guess?
Oh, I see. So you don't quite know what a black person or a white person look like when you see it?
I mean, I know it based off of what we've been taught. You know, person black is somebody with dark skin, person is white, somebody with lighter skin. I just wanted to make sure that maybe you guys are using it different.
No, yeah. When we talk about a black person or a white person, we mean the same color that you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I'm just making sure, because I think one time I heard you say that you were white.
If you're asking if there's racism, there's no such thing as racism. But there are black people and there are white people. But Claudio, I got to run because of time. Call me again, though.
Of course.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now from 9 to 11. He has a guest host today and Big Bomb. And then at 12 noon, the FallenState.tv. And as soon as the Fallen State ends, the American Anchor Baby. I'll see you at church on Sunday. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, if you want. And have peace. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. All right? Thank you for your support. Forgive. Forgive your mama and your dad, every human being. You got to forgive if you want to be free. God will forgive you when you forgive. Your heart will change from hate to love. All right? Take care. Amazing Friday. Happy New Year. And to the rest of the callers, I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care, folks. I appreciate it. You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.